Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Universal Principle Hour. And we're discussing, our principle of this plasma is, mirror, mirror, why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves? Why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves? All right, so why do we continue to give those things that are outside of us more attention, more weight, more value, validation, more power, all right? And we're going to get into that, all right? So we are going to delve into this. So I am encouraging us to also be open to being able to look at the shadow aspects of yourself, okay? Those, the polar opposites of yourself. So you may understand it as the good, bad, right, wrong, the negative, negative. There's a certain language we just don't use here at the Universe Principle Hour. As we learn to master the language of the universe, because we understand that we are always creating every time we think, let alone open our mouth, we are always creating. So we want to encourage us and go on a journey, this plasma, with being able to have the courage, have the heart, and be brave to observe the aspects of you that you keep hidden from everybody else. And even sometimes we try to hide from ourselves, right? But really, yeah. So we want to review and go on this journey, this plasma, with being able to observe. We're not in judgment. We're observing, why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves? And we are basing the context of our conversation, this plasma, on the mirror, mirror principle. And so, you know, we're always talking about that mirror, mirror principle. So as we continue to be together for this hour, we are going to provide you with solutions and tools and things that you can do to stop this, to change. All right? And so here at the Universal Principle Hour, we are committed, and I am committed, and the Jewel University is committed, and the facilitators, Universal Principle Support Group facilitators and instructors, are committed to supporting us to master the language of the universe, to master mass. And so we're going to, after we hear from our sponsors, we're going to share with you the frequencies that we have present supporting us, this particular plasma, or the affirmation, you may call it. And we want you to make sure that you, we want to ensure that you have paper and pencil, you have your liquid consciousness. I have mine, and on the break, I'm going to drink it up as we go along and have this conversation. So as you're processing and reflecting on the thoughts and staying out of judgment, you're allowing these thought processes and the chemistry that is being created by the thoughts that we're having to now be able to be transformed, to nurture the organs, because again, it is creating a blood quality, and that blood quality is being distributed throughout your body, your system, all right, your best friend. So when we come back, we're going to continue or get into the meat of discussing why do we value things outside of ourselves. And our principle, this plasma, is the mirror-mirror principle. And so when we look at ourselves and the way we feel about ourselves determines what we experience. It determines what we experience. So stated a little bit more succinctly, you know, when we have a relationship with ourselves, we're always, regardless to who else or not is present, the first relationship is always with ourself. And so you want to ensure that you have harmony and you know how to navigate that relationship first and foremost. So it is time to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. Mastering the Language of the Universe, Universal Principle.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, our source is a neuron. So welcome back to the Universal Principle Hour. I'm your host, Ms. Felicia Muhammad, and we are discussing why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves. And so each help tab come to you with information to empower you to change your own life and be the living God that you are created to be. That is your original contract, to be the living God that you are created to be. And so as we align with the universal laws, or the laws of the universe, and the principles and the sub-laws and all of that that support these, all the principles that support the laws, then we are now able to be the captain of our own ship and respect other people's ship because we respect our own. So the frequency that we have present supporting us, this plasma, as we have this discussion and go on this journey, so I want you to put your, open up your heart space, you know, inhale, exhale, and we are going to be the observer in this experience. And so guess what we have supporting us? We have the affirmation that reads as follows, affirmation or the incarnation of the declaration of incarnation, and it reads, I channel in order to create inspiring mind. I seal the output of vision with the resonant tone of attunement. I am guided by the power of accomplishment. I channel in order to create inspiring mind. I seal the output of vision with the resonant tone of attunement. I am guided by the power of accomplishment. One more time. I channel in order to create inspiring mind. I seal the output of vision with the resonant tone of attunement. I am guided by the power of accomplishment. So, wow. I mean, sometimes, well, most of the times we can do a whole show or discussion on the declarations and the frequencies that's present supporting us in each plasma because it is chock full of energy and information that continues to support our evolution and provides us with the tools and the pathways and the synchronicities that will bless us to have and create anything that we desire. Yeah, to have and create anything that we desire. So, again, let's get in our heart space and let's see from our hearts as well. As we talked about this vision, let's see, let's observe from our heart space. Let's connect our hearts and our brains together. And because, you know, though, you know, they say the brain or the heart is the second brain or the first brain. And when we are able to be in that space, we have different experiences. And some of us want to protect the heart, you know, and keep it hidden and covered and keep walls up. But does that really serve us? Does that really serve us? When in the bigger scheme of things, does it really serve us? And some of you, I can hear you saying that, yes, so nobody won't hurt me. Well, mirror, mirror, why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves? How are you hurting yourself? How am I hurting myself? Well, I'm calling myself putting up walls and mirrors. So who am I protecting myself from? Because everything starts with the end first and foremost. That's what this principle, the mirror, mirror principle, helps us to understand. It starts with us. The first relationship we want to master and marry is our relationship with ourselves as the living God as we navigate through this third dimension experience. All right? And so how often have you and I want you to think about it again, no judgment. Please refrain from judging yourself. You want to be in alignment, being the observer. You're looking at the facts of the things. Because remember, thoughts create a blood chemistry. So thoughts, emotions are thoughts attached to a feeling. All right? And is the feeling always the truth? No. No, it's not. No, it's not. When you're honest with yourself, you know that a lot of times what you feel, it don't mean it's the truth. That's just what you feel, and you have the right to feel that way. We all do, but that don't mean it's true. So get over ourselves. We must get over ourselves. And what is that? Who is that that's doing the feeling anyway? Is it the personality, also known as the mechanism? Is that it? So when we really, you know, allow ourselves to ponder and polarize these questions, this supports us in being able to take back and reclaim our power and our value as the living God. So we want to be able to be comfortable and know that you are a living God, that you are a living God. And so when we have desires, we have certain things we vision for ourselves, we want, we choose to experience, and just the thing that we were seeing on the movie screen of our mind, our brain, and then somebody comes up and makes us an offer or gives us exactly what we saw, the way we saw it. And then if it requires action on our part, whether it may require money, whether it may require time, segments of consciousness known as time, whether it requires physical action for you to do something, and you say, oh, I can't do it. But it's exactly what you ask for. And you say, I can't do it, or I don't have it, or I'm not able to. I don't think I have enough time. I have to work. Wow. That is what we consider and what is known as giving things value outside of us more than how we value ourselves. That is what that means. So another way to say that is time, money, laziness. When we make excuses after we have held a vision, we have a desire, and it comes the way we saw it, the way we envisioned it, the way we sensed it, the way we heard it, the way we felt it. You know, we experienced it right in the core of our being and our solar plexus. We were able to have this experience, and when it's presented to us, we do not accept it. My. That is giving the money, whatever the excuse was, the reason you didn't accept it, that's giving away your power and your value. You gave that thing outside of you more value than you, and this was something that you envisioned in your mind and that you saw, in your brain that you saw, that you wanted to experience, and it showed up. But yet, there's an aspect of us that still giving away our power to something outside of us that is lesser than us, that we control, that we navigate, that we manage, that we say yes or no to, that we give the power to. So I want you to ponder on that as we take a sponsor break. I really want you to think about that and make a decision. Make a decision. Choose one of those objects or those things that you desire and put your mind on, and it's showing up, or even aspects of it is showing up, and you're still rejecting it. So as we take a sponsor break, think about that as the observer. Look at that as the observer, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
We're back, and so we asked you to observe that part of you that rejects the thing, the situation, the circumstance, the vision that you carry. It shows up, it presents itself, and it requires, as all universal, as all laws support us in being able to be in alignment with, giving and receiving. So you had a vision, all right, and you saw it clearly. You had the color, you had the shape, you had the sound, you had the smell, you saw the results that you wanted, and now it's happening, and we are rejecting it. We are rejecting it. So what causes one to do that? So that's what we were talking about, and want you to observe and ask yourself, who is that? Why am I doing this? You know, why am I continuing to give away my power to things outside of me? All right, that I really control. Time, money. Yes, you can control time. When you properly understand it, you can't control time. I've practiced it. I've tried it. I've done it. Oh, my goodness. Because you are the time. You relegate time. All right. So what is it? Who is it that is rejecting or making excuses for why you can't do something, and what you are desirous of is showing up for you to accept it? Put you out of alignment with another principle, and that's giving and receiving. And because in truth, thank you, this download just came. As soon as I said that, because I can hear some of you all saying, well, you know, it might not, what if it doesn't require anything from me? When you don't accept it, that's you turning away from it. So that's a requirement, is to accept what you created. Duh. So, yes, it may not require time. Let's make it comprehensive. It might not require money. I won't say it won't require time, because as you continue to breathe and live, you're moving through this frequency, all right, that's being clocked and monitored. So it may not require money. It may not require you to do anything further. But if you don't accept it, if you don't say yes, thank you, this is what I am looking for. That's the same thing. That's the same thing as rejecting it. If you don't accept it, you have to accept it. So that's that part of giving and receiving. What you visualize, what you focus on expands, right? Because see, all these laws and principles, they support each other. Called oneness. It's called oneness. They support each other. So as you are being in alignment with one aspect of the principle, when you're out of alignment with one principle, it affects all the other principles. That's oneness, and that's our eventual experience that we want to be able to have, is oneness, because oneness is everything. You become one with everything. And so getting back to the question, as you were observing yourself, and as I am observing myself first and foremost, we have to, this takes me back to what we talked about last week, relative to the yin and yang of self-love. So when I reject something that I've thought about, and now it's showing up, and now I'm like, oh, but I don't have the money. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to have the time to do it. What is that? That is lack of self-love. And I want you to really think about this, because some of you can say, well, how is that self-love? How is that lack of self-love? Because is this something you envisioned and asked for, and now, for whatever reason, you're finding it inconvenient to, reject it or not accept it, but it's exactly what you were looking for? Then I have to say that that's some lack of self-love. Because why are you rejecting it? And this is what you want to observe too. Why are you not accepting it? And the truth of the matter is, if it shows up like you envisioned it, why wouldn't you accept it? It's your creation. So this conversation can be really sobering. And in that sobriety, this is where you're now able to do what? As we are embodying this mirror-mirror principle, you're able to, and we are able to understand that nothing and no one is separate from us. So the beliefs that you hold, the beliefs that we hold, this mirror-mirror principle provides us with the capacity to be willing to go deeper and look at why we do what we do, and what does that mean to us, and what do we mean to ourselves? What do we mean to ourselves when we vision something, we think about something, and then we're presented with it and we reject it? But it's what you thought about. And I know I keep saying that because it's obviously, it's happening every day, every second, all right? It is happening where we are envisioning something that we want, and when we get it, we reject it. When we get it, we reject it. So in our capacity to practice now self-love, we want you to be able to look at the polar opposites of yourself. We want you to be able to look at that, okay, and analyze, not analyze, but observe, why is that? So what's missing? What are the beliefs? What are the illusions that are to these ways of being and this lack of self-love? What is it? What is it? And why? Why is that? And please refrain from busting a blood vessel trying to figure it out. This is just a question we want you to ask, because again, we want you to refrain from being in judgment. We want you to simply observe and trust what comes up, and what comes up, then take a look at it. Take a look at it as it's coming up, and then ask another question. Well, why is that? And why is that? And why is that? And be open to observing and just asking. And a way to stay out of judgment is to say, that's interesting. That's interesting. And that keeps us neutral. It keeps us neutral. It keeps us open, provides space for more information to come in, so that we can do what? Uncover the hidden jewels that is in this quote-unquote seeming negative aspect that we are observing, to find, to get to the core of, right? And so as we continue to ask why, and we're observing, again, the more information comes in. So this is a expansive exercise to do. I just saw this vision of, you know, you have as you have this low, quote unquote, low vibration experience happening that you're analyzing and observing, and as you observe it and you're asking more questions, then it starts to expand because you get more information that you didn't have prior to. And now it supports you in being able to go even deeper within yourself to be able to uncover and recognize those aspects of us that we have not given attention to. What do I mean by that? For example, you're in a relationship and you're having some relationship challenges, you know, with your mate. And so you ask yourself, well, what is my mate reflecting back to me? Or what is this experience that me and my mate are having reflecting back to me? And I want to give you another example, too, with the body, because the body and our environment, oh, that's another one. So your mate is reflecting back to you. She is acting in a way that it's okay for her to do a thing, but it's not okay for you to do it, right? Okay, so we'll say, for example, we would say, changing your mind about something. You know, y'all have a discussion and you agree that it was going to be one way, right? But then you get some more information and you decide you want to do something different. And so this is These are where the minutia or the critical points in communication are really important, because at the time that you decide that, okay, ooh, this is not going to work. I know we agreed on this, but this is not going to work. And there's some time that has gone by that you haven't communicated that it's not going to work. So she's still thinking y'all in agreement on one thing, but no, you haven't communicated, oh, no, this is not going to work, and this is why it's not going to work. So you haven't come back together to have the conversation, right? So now she's reflecting back to you when you did that. Now she's doing the same thing to you. So we have some tit for tat going on, right? And that does happen in some relationships. We have some tit for tat going on. So when you recognize or when you say to her, well, why you didn't tell me to change? And she said, well, why you didn't tell me you changed your mind about what we agreed upon? And you're like, oh, okay, mirror, mirror. And see, this happens so naturally and unspoken that we do not give it the attention that it deserves, and that would save us from a lot of misunderstanding and trauma, drama, if we would follow through in our communication. And I have to tell you, I don't necessarily do the tit for tat thing. However, the follow through in the communication where it's changed, oh yeah, I definitely have been guilty of that. That has been, I won't say guilty, that has been an experience that I am familiar with. I will say that. And so as I am aware of that, each opportunity that I have, because you better believe if you didn't complete the circle in the last experience, you're going to have another opportunity to complete that circle. Or if you didn't get the lesson or the message, or you will have another opportunity. We all are given another opportunity. So as you are observing yourself and being able to look at the relationship with yourself first and foremost, then it supports you in now being able to, when you have a mirror point reflecting back to you something that you have done and you know you've done it, why not just honor it and accept it and, you know, like, okay, yep, you're right, acknowledge it, opposed to want to go tit for tat and argue back and forth and point out what they did. Why do that? Why? And I know that is a lot of how many of us have, you know, conducted ourselves in relationships. So when you know better, we what? You want to do better. Because guess what? Who is it supporting first and foremost? It's supporting me or you, the person that's doing it. Because what? The first relationship we want to master is the one with ourselves. So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back to continue this dialogue.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, so welcome back, welcome back. And in the last segment, we were discussing about the reflection, the mirror, mirror, reflection in relationships, the mirror, mirror, reflection in relationships. And what does all of this mean? What does it all mean? So that is, the last example we gave was relative to relationships and doing the tit-for-tat thing and not really communicating fully everything that has transpired as it relates to change, you know, or new information based off of decisions that as a collective you have made, right? So now that we understand and know that we are now choosing to communicate openly, effectively, and clearly and timely relative to when you recognize that the decision that was agreed upon has been changed, then you do what? You communicate. You follow up. So we're all on the same page. Yes, we're all on the same page. So how does this support us in building up the self-love? Right? How does this support us in building up the self-love? Because I was sharing with you how the when we reject the things that we have envisioned in our mind, and then we see it and it shows up, and then we reject it, we don't accept it. That is a form of self-love and helping us to be able to go deeper and polarize as to why we are rejecting something that we desire and that we created in our own mind, our own creation. Who does that? You know, why do we do that? And being able to go deeper with or to polarize and look at why that happens. Another way that the reason I'm bringing this point up is because I want us to be open to observing the shadow sides of ourselves. All right. So when I say the shadow sides, meaning those aspects of our personality or our attitudes or our ways of being and how we conduct ourselves, those characteristics that are of low vibration frequency nature, be it being vindictive, you know, tit for tat, or if you are one that is jealous natured, or you may be of the experience where you covet, you know, or you might be, let's go a little light, okay, you might be one that is a introvert, you know, you keep to yourself. You know, you don't want to ruffle the feathers. Stubborn, ha ha ha. I can relate to that. Stubborn, hard-headed, I can relate to that. Think you know everything, I can relate to that. And let's see, what else? Okay, so you get the picture, right? You get the picture. Those aspects of ourselves that we tend to hide, and when the circumstances present themselves, the mask of civility comes off, and we're just right. And so, I encourage us as much as you know about yourself and in circumstances, and you're able to reflect on how you reacted or interacted with people, or you didn't, you know, you withhold. Take this opportunity and be grateful for every experience. Be grateful, be grateful, be grateful for every experience. All right. And I mean, I can talk about mine because I've been dealing with myself for a long, long, long time, and I am so grateful that I am this way. And I started at a young age, you know, with just the curiosity of wanting to understand why I do what I do, why am I here, and you know, really wanting to understand some of the feelings. Now that I know our sensations. The feelings and the emotions that I was having, you know, and we said again earlier that what emotions are thoughts attached to a feeling. And with wanting to understand this, you don't have to go through all that trauma drama that I went through, because what we're helping you to know now is that those low vibration frequencies and emotions that we experience, they are creating a blood quality. And it is, and when I say creating a blood quality, I am saying that those thoughts are a chemistry, all right? And that chemistry is getting in your bloodstream and going to your organs, and those low vibration frequencies are creating dis-ease in the body, all right? And so you can, whatever dis-ease that one is plagued with or challenged with, you can always trace it back to an emotional experience, an emotional experience that one has had. Emotional experience that one has had that you, that one didn't deal with, or you ignored, or didn't even know you needed to be aware that you needed to think about it like that. So now you know, and no need to go to the past. All right, no need to go to the past. What you know now is moving forward. If you're dealing with a disorder or a dis-ease in the body, now you have more information by which you can now begin to be grateful for it, because now I think this is information you need to have as well to complete the circle. So by the time when you have this emotional encounter, this trauma, this experience, it shows up on the emotional body before it manifests on the physical body as a disease. So the body has given signs, symbols, warning. It has given us hints that, okay, pay attention to me. This is what's happening over here. Check out the spleen. All right. And, but we didn't even know we needed to pay attention to what was happening in our body, because we were never taught that our body is our best friend. You know, we weren't taught that. So for any of you out there that are listening and you are at a space now where you are having, you do have a disorder or dis-ease of the body, or you have some challenges, some health challenges, so now what you want to do is be grateful for that challenge. Be grateful for that challenge and love your body. Be grateful for your organs. So tell your organs, thank you, I'm sorry. Well, we don't say I'm sorry. Thank you, I apologize, please forgive me, I love you, you know, Ho'oponopono. And you will be amazed at the shifts and the experience that you will begin to have with your body and the signs and symbols that it will support you in being able to be aware of now, all right? And that's important in this mirror-mirror principle, because when we look at, so we talked about relationships, now let's go to environment. When we look at our environment, because our subject is what? Why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves? So we value our homes, we value our cars, we value the material things, our tables, our couches, our beds, our dressers, all the different trinkets we have in our homes, you know, our computers, our phones. We give value to all of that, right? And so as we value that, how are we valuing our inner environment? So our sponsors want to talk to you, and so we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back to pick that up, all right, and then give the summary, all right?
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. So last segment we were talking about picked up with our environment. We talked about our material things, our homes, our cars, our clothes, the trinkets we have, decorating our beautiful homes. And the first home is shot, run down, and put in the lawn, like literally your body, your physical body. So again, the question is, why do we value things outside of ourselves more than ourselves? So I was having this interesting conversation and observation and sharing this plasma with Dr. Jewel, and as always, Dr. Jewel, man, always supporting us to be able to be the living gods that we are created to be. And so we were reviewing, you know, what's happening here at JUIS, and I was sharing with her some experiences that I was having, you know, relative to how it relates to some experiences that, you know, we're having as a collective. And new things on the horizon, because, of course, our goal is to balance 5 billion brains, 5 billion brains, and to help everyone be in alignment with these universal principles, because they, what, will save your life. They will save your life. And so we'll talk a little bit more about the class that you can enroll in that's open to the public that will support you in being able to go deeper in these principles and begin to embody these principles with a balance, from a balanced brain perspective. All right, that is definitely a differentiality, is that how you say that? That we want to make, because we know Dr. Jewel Pookham had a very rare cancer that she didn't have any medical intervention on, and she changed her diet, she got a brain balance, and she lived these principles. She learned these principles, and she is still with us 35-something years later. So I know sometimes, well, I can't say I know, that's a judgment. For those who may, as one of the students said in the support group that we have on Sundays, he was saying, you know, because he was new, he's new to it, and he was saying that, you know, he said it's a little different with being able to understand the concepts and the principles that you're introducing, you know. And so after the end of the class, he was able to see, or the support group, he was able to see with the examples that we provide, you know, with sharing and showing you how these principles do apply to your everyday life and to everything, he was able to see in his own life how, you know, definitely he can benefit from it. And so with, as I was stating earlier with the conversation that Dr. Jewel and I were having, we were able to see, and it's the new, oh my gosh, I encourage everybody rolling the brain balance program, because when you gain access to more brain tissue, it is true. Oh my goodness, it is so true that you are now aware of things you didn't even know you needed to be aware of. And it is from such a place of aha and ooh and wow and that's interesting. And it's like, wow, okay, so you know now that you are making new network connections. Like you're really, like literally moving to a whole new neighborhood, moving out the projects, moving from the suburbs. Now you're moving into palaces and castles. And then from there, guess what? You're going to be going to wherever you choose to go. That's the beauty of it. Because when you understand these circuits, and how to navigate through the different circuits of the brain, it's limitless capacity, limitless capacity for us to thrive. All right, so let me tell you this story because it's almost time to go. So I was sharing with her an experience that I had when I was homeless, and I was intentional in having the next up leveling, and I was on a spiritual journey of making some changes and going deeper into my purpose work. You know, I call it my purpose pathway, because all our purpose is to be a living God. So changing from doing what I love doing to something else that I also love doing, you know, I made some decisions, and was at that particular time I had picked back up studying the laws of the universe, and I participated in a workshop, a forum, landmark forum, and we had goals that we wanted to achieve as a result of participating in this particular landmark forum. And so as a result of that which I said I wanted to achieve actually happened. And saying all that to say that one of my relatives, let's just say that, one of my relatives had the house was paid for, and he left it just like his daddy gave it to him. And his daddy had paid for the house the house was built in 1975. And when his dad paid the house off, he was living there. So, you know, he didn't have a mortgage or anything. But he left the house when he passed away, because he passed it on to me, the house. When my uncle passed away, he left the house just like his father had the house. It hadn't been updated. It hadn't, none of that had occurred. And so what was interesting in my sharing that with Dr. Jewel, this plasma, she helped me to be able to see, and she said it so many different ways before, but I really, really got it this time. I like really got it relative to our relationship with our body and how we value things outside of us versus ourselves. And she was stating that, she's like, you know, when you were looking at your relative, you were looking at, when you were looking at the relative's home, you were looking at the relative's body. And I was like, wow. She's like, yeah. She said, so we take care of our outside environment, but we don't take care of the inside. We make sure everything is clean and spotless. And then even for those of us whose environment is all over the place, that's a reflection of what's happening on the inside. So take a look at your environment. When you go home, if you're not there right now, take a look at how you keep house, how to keep house. Take a look at that. And then look at what your environment is mirroring back to you within your first environment, which is your body. Yeah, that's a pregnant pause for us to really look at this. And so we're keeping our physical environment. Some of us are keeping our physical environment, our homes, clean and spotless. Now, is our body, you know, healthy? And, you know, we're definitely putting as much effort in the way we keep our physical house, our material home and car. Are we taking care of our physical body? Are we giving our physical body the same amount of value and care? And if your environment is got stuff all over the place, too bad y'all don't see what, it's not a live video where y'all can see what I'm looking at and what I'm doing. But if your physical environment in a room in your house, whether you got children or other folks standing with you or not, if it is discombobulated, then what is that saying about our best friend, our physical body? What is that reflecting back? So think about that. Think about that. And know that how we care for our physical body and the relationship we have with ourselves, that is priority number one. That is the value. That is what we value first and foremost. And as a result of how we take care of and have this relationship, then our outside is going to reflect that. But no longer allow your outside to reflect or to determine how you deal with yourself on the inside. Yeah, if you give more value to things outside of you, then you are constantly, and we are constantly, giving power away and rejecting our contract, our original design. And so here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, we empower you to know how to reclaim your body's owner's manual and know how to master, manage, and value yourself as the living God that you are created to be. And so on the Mondays, you can still enroll in the Living and Being Universal Principle Course. It's at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's with myself, Ms. Felicia Muhammad, your instructor. And again, when you align with the laws that govern everything in existence, you are able to, and when we are able to align with these principles, again, you will have, be, do, experience anything and everything you put your mind on. And you're supported, because the universe definitely is a mutual support system and handles the details, even when you don't even know what you need to think about or even question, or you don't even know what to do about a certain circumstance in that situation, because you want to stay in alignment with being in the non-judgment principle. What you focus on expands, you know, cause and effect. You want to be in alignment with all of that. And you know, for me, I know when I'm not real clear, I'm like, okay, Allah, handle the universe. Handle the details. Universe, handle the details. Right? And so, and definitely be a mutual support system. And every time, it all, it never fails. Every time I allow and ask, it is given. So, join me on Monday. You can still enroll. Go to www.juis.education, Living and Being Universal Principles. Enroll, enroll, enroll. And also enroll in the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. We meet every Friday with Dr. Jewel Pilgrim. So I want to say I love you, and stay tuned tomorrow for the best of TJN. What? So have a great plasma. We'll speak to you soon. I love you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.